We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere.
Jonathan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you read that? Movie review article credits mentions Jonathan and me.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I think Jackie left a link to the article.
Well, sure, take a look at it. Thank you,
Arirang website. Yeah, let's check that out. Oh, thank you, Jackie. So how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Getting very cold now.
I know. It's like 7 degrees Celsius now.
This morning was like 2 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it's freezing. It's freezing out
and
for me.
And some parts of the country is below zero in the mountains.
Do you like winter? I prefer summer. Like sizzling summer.
I used to like winter better, but nowadays I don't like winter nor summer.
Mm-hmm. You don't go skiing?
Nope.
Or any winter sports? Not at all?
No. Not at all. Don't do sports anymore. Too old for that.
Yeah. What about golf? Do you play golf?
I quit 10 years ago.
Why? Why did you quit?
I thought it was...
It's a symbol of richness, right?
I'd rather farm.
Me too.
It's the same thing.
Totally ditto. Yeah. Same for you. So let's talk about Yeongpyeongsang first. What's the name in English? Korean Film Critics Association Awards.
Which you are a member of?
No, I'm not a member.
You're not? Oh.
I'm too old for that. I'm too young for that, actually.
Yeah, you're too young. Yeah.
I started working from 2016, so that makes me, that makes 5 years of working for
I
me.
See. I see. So I think
it's not really
Well,
enough.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
So did you go? Or did they have a like online thing or what happened?
I don't think they had an audience. I think it was just for guests.
I see.
And this giveaway nominees
awards,
and,
right?
Right. And I was kind of surprised that they've been doing this for 40 years. This is 40th, you know,
pretty old
awards.
Yes.
Yes. So the very first one came out in 1980.
Right.
And I was kind of surprised. Were there a lot of film critics in the 1980s? I mean, you were working.
Yeah,
the...
well, the most of the critics were basically the reporters who writes for the papers.
I see. Because I thought, there are not many jobs related to film criticism. It's pretty much like writing for newspapers and you know other print media.
And also, you know, they're professors.
Oh, I see.
You know, reporters, and they're some of them actually appear on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about movies like us
in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you never went.
I have never been to one of those.
Okay. I think actors, actresses seem to like this award.
I mean, it's just quite prestigious because they are really for artistic achievements instead of, they don't really consider a commercial value of the movie.
Right.
So I guess that the actors and actresses, they feel that they are actually... criticized or analyzed by their performances only.
Mm-hmm. Right. And directors as well, like script writers.
So quite different angles they look at than other film awards.
Right.
Who won this year?
I was going to ask you. You didn't look it up? Okay, for the best actor, Seol Kyung-gu won.
Right.
From The Book of Fish.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm the best actress, Moon So-ri won from Three Sisters.
Right.
And I'm thinking about having him, the director of Three Sisters, for our, K-movie special.
Right.
And for the best supporting actor.
Ho Jun-ho.
Yeah, Ho Jun-ho. You know him personally, right?
I know both Seol Kyung-gu and Ho Jun-ho. They're both in Silmido, my movie.
Ah, right. What was Seol Kyung-gu's role? I'm forgetting.
Silmido? He was the main character.
Oh,
what
was
he? About?
Oh, was he? Right. And the best director, Lee Junik 감독.
Right.
No, Mogadish.
Oh, Lee Sung-wan.
And I think 작품상, the best film went to The Book of Fish.
Right. So which is actually probably the right choice.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about, you know, Lee Seung-wan winning the best director? Actually, he came out. I think it's been a pretty, you know, long time since he made media appearance, since Gunam-do,
right,
the Battleship Island.
Because he, I think, although that film did okay, it mm-hmm. wasn't a huge hit as everybody expected.
Mm-hmm.
But because of he has some problems with different association about the distribution company taking over so many screens.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was very hurt.
Right.
So he didn't want to talk to anybody. He didn't want to meet anybody for mm-hmm. a while.
And they withdrew themselves from the director association.
Plus,
right?
His wife producer. Withdrew herself from producers association
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very disappointed and hurt. And it really right. wasn't their fault because it was done by distribution company. It wasn't mm-hmm. really their fault. But mm-hmm. Everybody was criticizing them for, you know, taking over so many screens at one time.
Right. And there are some issues about historical representation about Koreans during Japanese occupation,
right.
which was not fair, I think.
Right.
So I think it was just a bad luck for me. I mean, from my perspective, you know, looking at
he came back nicely with a new movie, Mogadish.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, the script. The best script went to The Book of Fish? Oh, The Book of Fish won 3-4 awards. Huh.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It is. And Hong Yi-jung, 소리도 없이, Yuan's film,
mm-hmm.
she won the Best New Director Award.
Right. She also won the Asian Film Awards.
Oh, from Busan International Film Festival.
And she was so nervous.
Was she?
Yeah, I was there.
She's pretty young, isn't she?
Didn't look too young.
Oh, didn't look? Mm. Okay. That was her first feature film.
I think so.
Right. I'm pretty excited to see her second feature. This is pretty good start, I think. All right. Arirang. Radio. We'll be talking about 1984. Choi Dong-won, actually, we had the special talk show with the producer and director of 1984, Choi Dong-won, last week.
Right, you did. And also the producer, An Young-jin, is a good friend of mine.
Right.
I see him at least 3 times a week.
Yeah, because you guys are sharing an office, right?
No. He just comes to our office because he has some things to do in the city. Because his office is very far.
Right. Okay. So what was your impression first time you saw it? I saw it like 3 times. So I can't tell.
Because this event that this documentary portrays happened in 1984, I was in the States.
Oh, right.
So I heard about it, but I mm-hmm. never saw the actual footage.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was quite interesting because it shows that Korean series, and also they interviewed everybody who were involved
mm-hmm.
in the series. It was quite interesting and also quite moving at the end.
Right.
And I've never actually felt like that watching a documentary before, at mm-hmm. least Korean documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's really well made.
Mm-hmm. They said there was a lot of documentaries about Choi Dong-won, but it was all like sort of biographical, chronological order.
Documentary.
Right. But this specific documentary focuses on one day event and one game, which took place on October 9th.
Right. Which was the 7th game of the Korean series.
Mm-hmm. So because I don't know anything about baseball, is it? So what's so special about this game? So him going for four games?
You see, in baseball nowadays, once you pitch, you have to rest for at least for 5 days.
Just after one game?
Yeah.
Oh.
To protect your arm and your shoulder and all uh-huh. that. I think But, you know, this whole Korean series happened in over maybe 10 days of time, 2 weeks of time, and he pitched 5 games
mm-hmm.
and 4 of them,
mm-hmm.
and which is incredible, and it will never happen in America.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it will never happen in Korea these days because mm-hmm. back then they didn't care about protecting the players. You know, only thing in their mind was winning, right?
Right.
And they didn't have good enough pitchers, the Lotte Giants mm-hmm. at the time.
Mm-hmm.
who were as good as...
Wasn't a good team, right? Wasn't a really, I don't know, like competitive team.
They were actually was second and third. The thing is, last two games, Samsung Lions actually lost on purpose so that they will face a weaker team.
Right.
But they lost. Mm-hmm. So this was really interesting. I think it'll be interesting for any baseball fan because anybody could do this, pitch five games. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody will break this record.
Mm-hmm. Right. And after this game, Choi Dong-won sort of takes some like downward journey.
Well, because he started a movement for welfare for the players.
Uh huh. And that went against the organization, maybe.
Right, from all the organization, and he was traded to his opponent, Samsung Lions, although he is actually from Busan.
Right.
Lotte Giant is a Busan team. Mm-hmm. So his career started going down because he was being sort of...
blackballed?
Yeah, from all the big organizations. And then without him, I don't think they could have a players association like these days.
Right.
So
it was some kind of punishment for him then, moving to Samsung Lions.
And, the producer told me that... it was one of the conditions that they don't talk anything bad about Lotte Giants or any organization, baseball organization. So as you can see, there's nothing about that in this documentary.
Mm-hmm. So I just checked the score. They have about around 1,000 audience. And this is their first day of release. And
I think the pre-sold tickets were pretty good for a documentary. They're on the 7th or 8th position.
Uh-huh.
So I think it'll do pretty well. Mm-hmm. But I found after watching the movie, I looked it up, looked up Choi Dong-won, and there was something very interesting. This is really in a way funny, but probably wasn't funny for Choi Dong-won at the time. Mm-hmm. He was actually drafted to Toronto Blue Jays in 1981.
Where?
Toronto Blue Jays, the Major League, Major
but
League
then
Baseball.
Choi Dong-won government sort of intervened, right?
That's right. It came in, and the scouts came and tried to sign a contract, and the Korean government said, if you leave with a contract, we'll put you in jail.
Right. Or go to military service,
and,
right?
And you told Choi Dong-won, if you want to go to Canada, you have to serve military service, mandatory service for 3 years, actually, back then.
Right.
Nowadays,
right.
It's 2 years, but basically wasting 3 years of his time. And if you play, at the time, Korea was actually trying to start the professional baseball, so they needed him badly. So if you actually play in Korea, we'll waive your military service.
Right.
So
he decided to stay. That's what a tragedy. I don't know. I mean, it's a tragedy, but it's a good thing for us. So we could have
this phenomenal baseball player. If you went to Toronto Blue Jays, we would not have this documentary.
Right. Totally. Now let's move on to our next movie. 태양은 움직이지 않는다.
The sun does not move.
The sun stands still. That's their English title. 온네이버.
太陽は 動かない.
So this film is another film adaptation of Yoshida Shuichi.
Right, it's based on two novels.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Huh,
it's
that's
one,
interesting.
One is called The Sun Does Not Move, and the other one is Mori wa Shiteiru, which means the forest knows.
Oh, I see. So both are written by Yoshida Shuichi.
Actually, this is actually part series about this character named Kazuhiko Takano, which is kind of like a Jason Bourne series type of thing. So he has a series of these novels, and this particular film is based on two novels. Mm. And they actually had a TV series, six-part TV series with the same director, same actors, except in this movie, they have instead difference between the series and the movie is two Korean characters are in it.
Oh!
Which has Byun Yo-han and Han Yu-ju, right?
I see.
And I was wondering, why would these...
That was the actual setup in the original novel. So that was just made in... because I assumed that they were made for the movie version, but that was not the original novel.
Actually, story itself is a little different from the series and the movie. Mm-hmm. The series did not have these Korean characters.
Oh, I see.
So, anyway, so these Korean characters are like industrial spies from Korea. Mm-hmm. They were trying to, everybody's trying to get this solar energy technology. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of action. And another particularly interesting thing is all these Japanese agents, they're part of Asian Net Communication, mm-hmm. has this little bomb planted in their heart.
Right.
So if they don't report back in 24 hours, it actually explodes. Mm-hmm. So, I was wondering why they were able to get these two Korean characters. I noticed that one of the producers, a friend of mine, who's a Japanese producer called Masaki Koide, mm-hmm. who speaks perfect Korean.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
he's not Korean Japanese, right?
No. He's a full blooded Japanese person, okay. But he works so hard. You know, he will fly to Gimpo Airport, mm-hmm. he'll watch a Korean movie and fly mm-hmm. back.
Ah, oh, just to see.
So
one movie.
He actually mm-hmm. remade Memoir of Murder, yeah, 2017.
He remade it?
내가 살인범이다.
Oh, I see. This is not the Bong Joon-ho. Right.
So, the same actor, actually. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty big hit in Japan. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's how he played his role in this movie, mm-hmm. to cast two Korean mm-hmm. actors.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about the cast, though? Byun-yeo-an and Han Yoo-joo. I don't know.
I really didn't think they really fit. They look pretty cheesy, actually.
I know, yeah. I don't know if Han Yoo-joo fits for Femme Fatale, you know? This character looks like a little fatal woman.
I thought it was kind of awkward.
We have better actresses for that kind of role. And with Byun-yeo-an, I mean, he's a good actor, but his status is kind of tricky. He's little for major actor, but he's, you know, bigger for small role.
Right.
So this movie
was supposed to be released last year, but because of the pandemic, they are releasing it now. Mm-hmm. So maybe Byun-yeo-an shot this movie before he actually is in the status as he is now. So,
uh-huh. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about The Sun Stands Still, Big Dog. One of our listeners asked me, mm-hmm. what movie is this?
So for the action, it's very interesting to see. But however, I think this is actually not a co-production, but a Japanese movie. But I think if Koreans made it, it would have been a lot better, because Japanese movie, you know, they actually have an untold rule. You can't go over $10 million on the budget.
Right.
They never go over $10 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they can't really spend enough mm-hmm. money to mm-hmm. make the movie better.
And the entire movie takes place in Japan, not in Korea, right? Not a bit. They don't come, right? Okay.
I think some of them, they shot it in Hong Kong.
Ah, I see. I thought it was some kind of collaboration, but it's not. It's just complete Japanese
movie with two Korean actors.
I see. I think I'm going to watch that in theater, though, just to see.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. It's the concept is interesting. Thank you, Jonathan. I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Molly. I'll see you next week.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.